In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, to fellow redeemed by the blood of the Christ child. What do you say about a baby? What do you say when a new dad or a new mom shows off their new baby to you for the first time? What do you say? For in the eyes of the new mom or dad, that baby is the most precious, most beautiful, sweetest creature that has ever lived on the face of the earth. And that's the way it should be, by the way. And so what are you going to say to these parents about their precious little infant? Are you just going to say, "Aw, he's so cute"? Well, that's pretty generic, but it's what most people choose to say because it's not controversial and the parents love to hear it, right? Are you going to say, "He looks just like you"? A lot of people say that as well, even though it should be quite obvious. A simple understanding of genetics tells you why. Are you going to get all theological with it? Are you going to say, "You know that baby is a demon baby and needs to be baptized"? Well, there might be a time and place to say something like that, but I don't think that's the first thing that's going to come out of your mouth when you talk to parents about their newborn infant. What do you say about a baby? Well, in our text, we meet two people whom we haven't met before. We meet Simeon and Anna. And Simeon and Anna, they meet a baby for the first time. They meet Jesus. When Jesus is 40 days old. For you see, according to Old Testament law, a woman would have to be made ceremonially clean 40 days after giving birth to a son. And so 40 days after Mary gave birth to Jesus, Mary and Joseph and Jesus went in the temple so that Mary could be ceremonially cleansed. And as Simeon and Anna meet this 40-day-old baby for the first time, what did they say about that baby? Well, they looked at this 40-day-old baby, this precious little 2-month-old tiny infant, and in essence, they said, "He's going to die one day." And doesn't that seem offensive? I mean, imagine if somebody said that to you. Imagine if you were holding your 2-month-old child, proudly showing him off to anybody who wants to look at him, because again, he's the most precious, most beautiful, sweetest creature that ever lived on the face of the earth. And then some stranger came up to you and said, "You know your baby's going to die one day." You'd probably be quite offended, right? Not because it isn't true. You know it's true. All people know that all people are going to die one day. But you probably would be offended if somebody said that about your baby, because when a baby is born, you're supposed to celebrate the gift of life, not talk about the curse of death. And so why then did Simeon and Anna, when they saw this 40-day-old baby in the temple, why, in essence, did they say he's going to die one day? And more than that, why were they even rejoicing that this baby would die? Is it just because they were heartless people? Well, to answer those questions, it's helpful for us to see the way that Simeon and Anna are described in the scriptures. Let's start with Simeon. We're told that Simeon was a righteous and devout man, waiting for the comfort of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And there's no doubt as to why Simeon was so righteous and devout. You see, in the scriptures, righteous and devout was not because Simeon was a nice guy who did a lot for the community, tried hard and respected his elders. Whenever the scriptures are referring to somebody as righteous and devout, they are never talking about that person's actions. Instead, when the scriptures refer to someone as righteous and devout, they're talking about faith. Faith in the one true God. Faith in the promises of God. For by faith, Simeon believed that God would send his Messiah into the world to crush the serpent's head, to defeat all of his enemies, to rule on the throne forever and ever. And we can use any other Old Testament analogy as well. By faith, Simeon was waiting for God to fulfill the promise of sending his Messiah into the world. That's what it means, that he was waiting for the comfort of Israel. That's why Simeon is described as righteous and devout. His eyes were focused on God's promises. And Anna was the same way. Anna's referred to as a prophetess who was a widow of 84 years. She did not leave the temple complex since she was worshiping with fasting and prayers night and day. You see, the temple is the dwelling place of God. That's made clear in our Old Testament lessons when Solomon's temple was dedicated and the cloud of smoke filled up the temple and the people were rejoicing. We looked at that in Bible class recently. And since the temple is the dwelling place of God, of course, Anna wanted to remain in the temple courts. She wanted to constantly be in the physical presence of her Lord. She wanted to constantly be reminded of all of those promises. For just think about how many animals Anna must have seen sacrificed over the 70 years or so that she was in the temple complex. Think of all the incense she would have smelled. Think of all the prayers and prophecies she would have heard. It's what gave her such hope, even though she was a widow for the vast majority of her life. And if that's who Simeon and Anna were, if they were righteous and devout people who wanted to be in the presence of God because they were waiting and watching for God to send his Messiah into the world to die for them and be their Savior, if that's who Simeon and Anna were, then how could they not? When they saw this tiny little 2-month-old baby, how could they not be filled with joy and in essence say about this baby, he's going to die one day? Their entire life had revolved around that truth. No matter where they were, no matter what they were doing, no matter what status they had in their entire life revolved around God sending his Messiah into the world to be the great sacrifice for their sins. It was central to them. As I said, just imagine how many animals Anna had seen sacrificed in the temple over the 70 years or so that she was there. Imagine how much death she saw. Imagine how much blood she smelled. Imagine how many sounds of animals dying she heard. It had to have been ingrained in her that someone had to be sacrificed for her sins. And so when she, along with Simeon, sees this baby for the first time, this baby whom the Holy Spirit had revealed to them would be that promised Messiah, the fulfiller of all the great Old Testament prophecies, this baby who would suffer and die to pay for their sins. When Simeon and Anna see that baby for the first time, how could they not rejoice that this baby would die? His death is what would give them life. His death is what would pay for their sins. His death is what would win for them salvation. It is what would open up the kingdom of heaven for them so they can dwell in the perfect presence of God forever and ever without end. That's why Simeon and Anna were so excited that this baby would die. His death is the death of this baby is what would give them eternal life in heaven. Simeon really brings that out in that famous song that he sings. Lord, you now dismiss your servant in peace, he says. Why? Because my eyes have seen your salvation. And the only way that baby could be his salvation was if that baby would die for his sins. That's the only way. So what a bold statement it is by Simeon. when he says, Lord, you can now dismiss your servant in peace. For in essence, Simeon was saying, since I have seen the one who will die for me, Lord, I can die right now. You can take my life right now. I'm ready to go. I'm at peace. I've seen the one who's going to win salvation for me by his death. What a bold statement that is by Simeon. What a bold statement that is by you. You sing this song of Simeon every week here at Gethsemane after communion. For you see, you get to be in the presence of God just like Simeon was. Simeon held the flesh and blood of Jesus in his arms. You get to see and taste and receive that very same flesh and blood in, with, and under the bread and wine. You are just as much in the presence of your Savior as Simeon was. And when you see and taste and receive your Savior's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, just like Simeon, you sing, Lord, you can now let me depart in peace. I'm ready to die. You can take my life. It's okay, because I too have seen and tasted my salvation, the one who died to win for me the forgiveness of sins. That's what you are saying every single time you sing this song of Simeon week after week. Think about that today. It's amazing that anyone would be willing to sing this song, right? In fact, only those who know that this baby was born to die can sing this song. Because only those who know that this baby was born to die for them are at complete peace. And so my prayer for you as we enter the new year, because today is New Year's Eve, right? My prayer for you is that just like Simeon and Anna, you can rejoice that this baby was born to die. It's the most comforting thing you can say about this baby. He was born into this world to die. For when you are rejoicing that this baby was born to die for you, then you will be at peace. In fact, I will say it's the only way that you can be at peace in the new year. But there's a lot of unknowns as to what is going to happen in the year 2024, especially with it being an election year, with an uneven economy, with wars and rumors of wars seemingly spreading across this globe right now. There's a lot of unknowns. You don't know what's going to happen in the new year. It might be a great year for this world. It might be a catastrophic year. You don't know that. But regardless of what happens in 2024, you can be at peace because you've seen God's salvation. You've seen that baby who was born to die for you, the one who won for you the free and full forgiveness of sins. That's why you can be at peace no matter how great or how catastrophic this new year is. That's what sustained Simeon and Anna throughout their life. Despite the hardships that they faced, being a widow for that long, despite the fact that God hadn't sent a prophet with inspired scripture for 400 years, Simeon and Anna were faithful because by the power of the Holy Spirit, they were clinging to the promises of God. And the same is true for you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you too can cling to all the great promises of God. And if you do that, I can promise you that you will be at peace. And so I don't recommend walking around to babies and telling them that they're going to die one day. There was really only one baby that it was appropriate to say that about, and that's your Savior, the one who was born in Bethlehem. His death forgave your sins. His death gave you salvation. His death gave you life. And therefore, his death assures you and Simeon and Anna and a whole host of countless people across this world the death of this baby it assures you all that no matter what, you are at peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we confess that one true faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.